how it exactly starts, I can't remember the exact start. But I remember I was in, I think I was in my house, and I went into one room, and I was so delighted to find that I had a beautiful guest room. It was really, and I saw the bed in the middle of the guest room, and there might have been something on the bed, I don't remember, but I was thinking, wow, this room is ready for people to come and stay, for me to have guests. So then, I think I had family members there, and I was thinking of getting food for them. So I was going to go out, and I was trying to find out what they wanted to eat. I was going to go make sandwiches and different things. I was going to have, trying to find out whether they wanted, what kind of cold cuts they wanted. So then all of a sudden my aunt arrives with pizza. And I'm thinking, pizza? It sort of like foils my plan a little bit, but I'm okay with it. And I don't know if it was when I woke up that I decided maybe I should make some salad to go with the pizza. I have such profound dreams, you know. But anyways, but I remember something about my aunt lying down somewhere resting. It was odd where she was lying down. But she had brought pizza. But I remember thinking, wouldn't this be great if I had all my relatives come and stay at my house? Because now I have all these guest rooms that are ready for them or something.
Okay, now this part that you just now said, wouldn't it be great if my relative... Was that in the dream?
Okay.
I can't tell which is dream and which is waking state.
In the dream, I'm seeing that there's this guest room and it's really beautiful.
Okay. And what happened before you saw the guest room?
Where is it, the guest room? Well, I'm starting to enter the room and I see the bed. And everything looks nice, and I'm kind of surprised.
Right, before the surprise, what is going on?
Oh, boy. Ay, ay, ay.
Don't worry, Melanie, it's hard for all of us. Not much, right?
Not much is going on?
Yeah.
I can't remember what was going on, because there was a scene where I was trying to get the sandwiches together, but I think that's later.
That was later, yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Like you were there.
Yeah. No, you just told it. Yeah. I already got that part of it.
I think I'm walking around in the house or something, but I can't...
Feeling? Thinking?
Well, I know that the feeling I had was delight.
After you saw the...
room, yeah.
I know, but I'm trying to get before that.
I don't know if I can get there today. Mm-hmm. This may be one time when I can't remember. I do think there was... At some point in the dream, there was some chaos and children and people running around this house.
Okay, chaos is always reaction and intuition mixed up.
Okay,
together.
Right. Yeah, because I'm thinking how nice it would be, or I am, if I'm making sandwiches for everybody. I'm excited about doing this nice thing for them. Feeding everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then let's go to the point where you see, you walk into this room, uh-huh. And you see that, what did you see? It's a nice guest room?
Well, it was nice to see that the room was all tidied up and neat and beautiful. It was a room that was ready for somebody to come to. Which is interesting, I should have that dream after being in my mother's apartment, because that's a completely disaster area. You know, it's just hard to organize anything in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a guest room in your house?
Yeah, downstairs I do.
What does it look like?
Well, it's looking a lot better than it did over the winter, because I put a lot of work into it, but it still requires work.
Oh, so this is an ongoing thing.
With my house?
With a guest room downstairs in your house.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking yesterday about what I was going to have to do, all the work I was going to have to do to make it look like the guest room that I had in my dream.
But when was this dream? Last night. But you were thinking yesterday?
Yes.
About what you're going to have to do in order to make it look like it looked in the dream?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Not kind of, yeah.
So in the dream, it just looked that way.
Right,
it was
right.
Done, right?
Right.
Who did
exactly.
It?
Exactly. Who did it?
Mm-hmm.
God must have done it.
Yeah, no kidding. The elves in the middle of the night. Yeah, so?
Yeah.
So you walk in the room and it's all done.
It's all done. That was what the relief was. Yeah, it was like, oh, wow, it's already perfect.
Exactly.
So nice to have a perfect place.
Okay, and then what was the reaction?
Then I was thinking about the people, maybe even when, that's when I was thinking about all the relatives coming up and the chaos involved in what I should feed them.
Okay, so now the idea is, if I'm getting this right, there's a desire to have a guest room in your house ready to receive people.
Right.
And yesterday you're working on that and realizing, oh my God, this is a lot of work. I don't know how am I we're going
to
get all this
yeah,
done.
Yeah, especially if
blah,
I have
blah,
to do
blah,
it by myself.
Go to
my
sleep by myself. I'm going to have to do it all by myself. And don't know how to ask anybody to help me, especially Melissa.
That's right, especially
and then
Melissa.
I go to sleep, and in a dream I see the room. It's not the same room, but
no,
it's a different
perfect.
Room, but it's all ready.
Right.
Oh my God, look, I got what I want. There it is.
Right.
Boom! And then you think, now it's ready. Now I'm going to have this relative and that we're going to have... You're going to have 25 of them
right.
come to live in one room. Right?
Well, I'm thinking, I don't know, but in this dream I'm thinking of a house, but there may be other rooms in this house where they could all come to. There
yeah.
might be some other
Okay,
rooms.
So then actually the confusion is, who are you preparing the room for?
Well, you mean the room that's already prepared? Who's going to go there? Or
the room that you're working on preparing.
In my house? Some friends from the city or stuff like that.
Right. How many?
Like two or three.
All at the same time?
Yeah.
Is there space for all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. But not for all your relatives?
No.
Okay. So
maybe I wish I had a house big enough for all my relatives. But I don't know.
Okay. So the reaction is, I can't have all of my relatives coming here.
Well, I guess that's possible, but I'm thinking about feeding all of my relatives. And I'm asking everybody what they want to eat, and I'm thinking about what kind of sandwiches I'm going to go out to, you know, what I'm going to get so I can make sandwiches for everybody, or food or whatever. And then my aunt, of the children, this is the family of my aunt. This family. My aunt Sandy is Italian. Anyway, so she, who's a gourmet chef, by the way, and never feeds her family pizza. That's sort of interesting. Mm-hmm. She brings a ready-made pizza, whereas I'm struggling trying to figure out how I'm going to... Now, I put myself in another dilemma. How am I going to make food for everybody? And she brings ready-made pizza, and at first it's like, oh, well, I thought what I was... I'm thinking at first what I would have made would have been better for them. But the pizza's already here and it's done. You know, it's like, well, now I'm not going to go out and do that.
Okay, so the
pizza
is there, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's ready, it's finished. It's relieving you... And the thing that I'm getting, Melanie, is that you're loading yourself up with a lot of work and that God is trying to do everything for you. And that you're not allowing Him to do
it. As soon as I'm finished with one mess, I'm ready to jump into the next mess. Right? I'm trying to find more work for myself.
Yeah, making it harder for yourself than
right.
you need to.
Okay. Right.
So
yeah, why don't I just, I have to say, I don't know if this is the intuition, take a goddamn fucking piece of material and cover the goddamn fucking, there's this thing I was looking at yesterday, and it's all these books, you know, and I was thinking, oh, boy, I have to take them all out and line them up so they look nice, and then I just had this thought, oh, just fucking cover it with a piece of material. I don't know why I feel like cursing.
Nice. Yeah, because you're a...
I'm
you're
around bad here.
Work.
You had bad influence.
Hey.
That's right.
This is how we fucking talk around here all fucking
time. What is this shit anyway?
Yeah, cover the fucking books up with a fucking cloth.
Bob's your uncle.
What?
You ever heard of that term? Bob's your uncle.
No.
Cover it up. Bob's your uncle.
I've never heard of it. I don't know.
You never heard of it?
No. Fuck cover cover everything up.
No, but it's a
fucking
new
shit.
Fucking shit.
Why should I waste my time doing all this goddamn cleaning?
Okay, so you walk into the room.
This is the real you, Melanie.
I wish.
The real Melanie, please stand up. Okay.
So I'm tired from all that fucking cleaning.
Damn right.
Can't even stand up. I like to be in a place that looks nice like this. Yeah. You know? It's uplifting.
Yeah.
But I don't have any fucking person to help me clean it up.
Yeah. All right, so...
A little nitwit that helps me make it messy, but...
So let's go into the room. You walk from one room in the dream into the other room, and there's a bed in there, and it's a bedroom, and it's all clean, it's all bright, it's all light.
Yeah.
It's all orderly, and you feel surprised.
Yeah. Now I'm having another thought that I'm embarrassed to say.
Go ahead. It's just among us guys, Melanie.
It's just what?
Just among us guys. So
just us guys here. Why aren't two people fucking in that bed?
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's...
I'm sure that would be fine with you, but now I'm embarrassed.
Well, would it be fine with you? I mean, what the hell? I guess it would if you're looking at it.
I don't know.
If you're looking at it.
To be embarrassed, you have to be embarrassed.
No, but this was going on already when we were having the workshop with Alvaro, remember?
And you had
this dream where these two couples were together, and these guys were fighting, and you were wondering why aren't we just making love?
Yeah. I said, why aren't you using your aggression in sex? You know.
Yeah.
But
why aren't you taking out your aggression and having some aggressive sex? Then? Okay, so you go into this bedroom and you look in there. and the intuition is why isn't somebody
fornicating in there?
Yeah. Okay. So then, when you think that, does somebody
appear?
You
thought this was going to be boring, right? I'm just kidding.
No.
Now you're feeling expensive.
But it won't get expensive.
It won't get expensive.
No. It won't get expensive. This is all for free. Like we're everything that we get in this world is free. We got our body, we got our mind. It's all given to us. Everything that we got is all given to us. Even Ramdas is going to give me something that I bought the other day, and which is really sweet and kind of you to do that.
He's a good.
But Melanie, you're looking there and you're thinking.
Well, not in the dream, I wasn't thinking about anything.
No, I know, but when you're thinking it now,
yes.
You're thinking it now, okay? So you're looking at there, and why isn't somebody fucking in that bed? And when you think this, what happens inside of you? If you think to yourself, well, I should be fucking in that bed.
Well, I don't need my relatives there.
Okay, that would put a damper on
it. Certainly don't want to eat pizza.
But what does the bedroom look like when you have this thought?
Well, let me see. Now I'm just being silly. I'm thinking of a bed in the middle of the universe. So,
Melanie, come on. It isn't you who's being silly. It's God who's creating these thoughts. God creates all of our thoughts. So go with it.
What am I supposed to do? I'm embarrassed talking about it. Anyways.
I'm excited.
Yeah. We're not going to...
My heart is racing. I want to hear more.
Oh, so instead of like, you know, those call-in lines where you can have the universal sex line.
A bed full
Catch
of space.
Catch for shaving sexology or whatever. So what was the question?
So you go into the bedroom and you look in and you see the bedroom and the first feeling is this feeling of surprise. And when you go into this feeling of surprise, what is positive about it and what is the reaction against it?
Well,
in a dream.
In the dream.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at, I notice that everything looks perfect except on the bed. There's something on the bed that doesn't look right.
Okay, and what is that?
It's sort of like there's some metal thing or a mechanical thing, or it's small, and then the bed is like, the sheets are on the middle of this bed. There's something that doesn't make it look beautiful, completely beautiful. So is that the reaction?
Yes.
Okay, so when I walk in, it's perfect, and then I have a reaction against it, which is then as I'm closer, looking closer at it, I see that it's not perfect.
Okay.
It's something that's not supposed to be there on the bed.
Okay. Okay, and what do you need to do for that room in order to make it perfect then? Look at that thing on the bed that's out of place for you.
Right.
Because right now your Scorpio focus is on that one thing to the full exclusion of everything else. So what do you need to do for that thing?
What do I need to do for that thing?
Yeah. What is it that that thing is demanding of you in order to be able to make that room perfect?
Put myself in the bed and another person in there? I don't know.
No, when you look at it, what do you see?
What does that thing need from me that would be a sacrifice?
What do you see in that thing?
What do I see in that thing? I don't really know what it is.
Okay, but look at it and tell me.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Ask yourself what it is. Say, what is it? Look at it intensely.
Not a tape recorder, but it's something that could look like that.
Close your eyes and look at it. Close your eyes and look at it. Look at it intensely and tell me, what do you see? What are the qualities and characteristics of this thing? What does it need?
Well, it's all by itself in the middle of this bed.
There's a whole big room here. It's all clean and orderly and everything.
Right.
There's one little you think I got all this work to do.
Right.
And then the dream is showing you there's one thing on the bed. What does it need from you?
Just to take it off the bed?
I don't know. What does it need from you?
What does it need from me?
What is it? What are its needs? What is that thing?
It's not a person, so it doesn't have...
It's okay.
It needs like a person would have needs.
What is it, Melanie? What is it? Look at it again.
Let's see. Something from my childhood?
Go over and look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Go get close to it. Examine it. Get so interested in it that you can't see anything else in the room except that thing. And you're wanting to know, what does this thing need from me? When I say to you, what does this thing need from me? What comes up?
Well, now I'm going into like a meditative state.
Good. What is it? What is it, and what does it need from you?
To go into my inner self, into the void.
Yeah. Where you can catch a hold of yourself in there. So what is it?
What I just thought was it's a smile. I don't know.
Okay,
what
that's fine. That's fine. It's a smile. Mm-hmm. So what does it need from you?
Well, I don't know if it's like, is it a part of my childhood that I need to protect? I mean, I'm losing my mother's apartment, which is where I grew up.
Okay, so but stop thinking about all of this external, extraneous stuff.
Right.
And keep your focus on that thing and your relationship with it. You don't need to go interpreting it right now.
Okay.
You find out what it is specifically. When you see it... Tell me what it is that you see. When I say, what is it? what answer comes up inside of your soul? When I say, what does it need from you? What does it need for you to do for it in order to satisfy its need? What comes up for you? Can you see it?
I'm having trouble seeing what it is because I'm not close.
It's okay.
To it.
It's okay, Melanie. Don't worry about it. The onus isn't on you. The onus isn't on you to make something out of that thing. The onus is on you to ask yourself, what is it? What is it? Ask your mind to help you see what it is.
But if it's the reaction against the inspiration, why would I want to look at it?
It isn't. That thing is not the reaction. That thing, look, you got a problem, okay? You got a big room downstairs. You got a lot of stuff in it.
Right.
This stuff, you want that room to be clean and orderly. The stuff in that room is a big intrusion on your privacy, on your freedom. And you have to do a lot of work. You got to do this for these books. You got to do that for the couch. You got to do that for the floor. You got to do this for the walls. You got to do that for the sink. You got to do this and that for the bathroom. You're making sacrifices all over the place of yourself and your energy and your time, and you're just tired of it.
Yeah.
And here, okay, see you tonight, Ramdas.
Great.
And here you're walking in the dream. You're walking into a room that's already done, but there's only one little thing in that room that needs something from you. There isn't a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
Because it's already been taken care of. Look how brilliant that room is. There's only one little thing in there that needs something from you.
Well, I could go over and take a look at it and see
no
where
kidding.
It belongs.
No kidding. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, right, so I'm going to go over and take a look and...
And go over with an attitude of, I want to give myself to this thing.
I see. Yeah. It's the opposite of, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I could even lie down on the bed and contemplate whatever it is.
Whatever you want to do, Melanie, whatever your intuition is telling you to do. You've made three or four suggestions about being in that bed, so
right.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe I need to lie down in a bed like that and take some rest.
Try it. Does that thing interfere with you lying in that bed?
Well, I'll be aware that it's there, so maybe I'll take it and put it on the counter or something.
Okay, but it's there to be in the bed with you. You don't need to get rid of that thing. You need to be with it.
Well, I had a weird association.
Okay, go ahead.
That it could be something that involving... either artwork or fabric design or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I need to address, my need to create something with that stuff.
Need to do what?
That there's a part of me that wants to do some creative work. That's, you know, like either something with... You know, sewing or something like that.
Okay, how does that fit in? How can you engage that thing on the bed?
But that doesn't give me... I'm not figuring out what its need is. Maybe its need is to be creative.
Right, okay. So what happens when you look at it thinking this?
I'm seeing all different... designs and colors and things that I can create into, you know, like fabrics and things.
Mm-hmm. And what happens to it?
from a theoretical thought that I'm having, or if it's from inspiration for the higher consciousness. What happens to it? It's able to. Well, now there's different colors and fabrics in the room. There's all different colors and stuff.
But what happens to that thing?
What happens to that thing? It's become more colorful, as opposed to.
And what does it?
Metallic looking.
No, what?
Instead of metallic looking, it has color.
Yeah, and what was that? What does that mean to you?
Brightness, happiness, joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do for it?
What am I going to do for it?
Mm-hmm.
Nurture it.
Okay. Do you realize that it's there not as your enemy, but as your friend?
Yeah, I see it.
It isn't something that needs to be disposed of or
right.
put away somewhere or something like that.
Right.
So what can you do?
Oh, I see.
What can you do with it now?
Well, what can I do? It means I'm expressing my will onto it.
No.
Oh.
No. No, you're expressing your will to satisfy it.
Oh.
To make it happy. By giving your beautiful self to it in a way that it needs what you have to offer. What do you have to offer that thing needs from you in order to make it so that it's the most beautiful?
Okay. Offer it everything that's beautiful, flowers, gems, you know.
What does it look like when you feel this way about it?
Well, it looks like me, a beautiful version of me.
Okay, so there you go. How are you doing?
Good.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Now, what does that room look like?
Oh, it's like a palace in beautiful colors.
Okay. Now, stay in this beautiful space now, where you're in there with this beautiful version of you, which is your intuition,
mm-hmm.
right? And your intuition isn't something that is undesirable, mm-hmm. that needs to be placed over on the other, that looks like it's messing up the room,
uh-huh.
and so on. And you go with this in this beautiful part of yourself down into this room in the other part of your house, where you're working on it and all those books are there and everything, and you're trying to get it straightened up to receive friends of yours from New York City, and tell me what needs to happen to this room.
I think, well...
From the perspective of this beauty, being that beauty with yourself.
Well, I could hopefully... put away a lot of the things or donate or give them away so I don't have so much clutter.
Okay. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels good. I don't need all that stuff.
Okay. Okay. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Can you see yourself?
Yeah.
Can you see yourself actually doing it?
Yeah.
Can you see how that's going to make it possible for you to have what you want down there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how are you going to go about it? When are you going to start?
Well, I could call the sanitation department and find out when you can let them know I'm going to be disposing of a bunch of stuff. Because you're allowed to do that. You can give away, throw out certain things. So I can arrange for that, and then I can start, mm-hmm. you know, bringing the stuff out. So, to bring it up there. Put it in the bag.
Do you see yourself, see your way clear?
Yeah.
To be successful with that?
Yeah.
And what does that room look like in your mind's eye when you do all of that?
I'm going to get some nice patterns and fabrics in the meantime to cover certain things.
Okay, great. Simple?
Yeah.
You're just satisfied.
It'll never look like the palace that I have in my mind, but but that's okay. Maybe.
Can you make the palace that you have in your mind?
On a small scale, maybe. And
then, yeah.
You know, little by little.
Yeah, I think you should try it. And do it in a way where it's not a burden to you, but it's a joy for you, a creative giving of yourself.
Okay. All right. What a relief.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So. Now it's going to rain.
Yeah.
The heavens are satisfied. And we've been looking for rain all summer. It's been my best summer in Sullivan County because it hasn't been raining. And everybody else wants the rain to come.
Well, last year, I remember at the beginning, we had so much rain that it wasn't good for the crops.
It rained 25 days straight. Here.
25 days straight? Was that in June?
It drowned his garden.
Last summer. Yeah, I remember that.
Everything had blight. Nothing.
Yeah.
There was nothing except lettuce.
Wow. Man. Wow, this has been.
So we had a good day today.
Yay, it was a wonderful day.
Yeah. Yep. Wonderful day for me, too. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
For allowing me to play the way that I do. My pleasure. You're welcome.
What are we going to do? We love Randy. We can't clone him.
Oh, I was going to make a suggestion and I forgot. But I'll make it anyway. Without Ram Dass and Jonathan here. But I was thinking, like, maybe next time or the time after that, you could come with a dream and then you could coach us through doing a dream for you.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a dream with Randy for a long time.
You do?
Yeah, I've been wanting to.
Ram Dass does too. He wants to see me have that joyous experience of.
If we're all working together, we'll probably either that or too many chefs could feel.
Well, you can show us, and then you'll put yourself in there, but you'll let us think that we did it.
Well, one thing that I know, I don't know if you know this, Dominic, but you'll notice that I don't stick with this.
Yeah.
I don't stick with what I'm approaching.
Yeah.
That I go a couple of steps with something. If it isn't working, I drop it. I go with something else. If that doesn't work, I drop it. I go with something else.
You're a free-flowing guy.
Yeah. And so I did this with Melanie. I wanted to get in that bed.
So you're like...
But she didn't want to go into that bed.
You're like doing it out of intuition.
Yeah.
I want him to do it out of intuition. It's so funny. I had a dream. I worked with a client who had a lot of trauma, all sorts of issues, and I was doing a dream work with her, and she said, all of a sudden, she said, wow, you can do that? You can go back into the dream? It was so funny. I haven't seen her since. She's doing fine.
Yeah.
Every time I do a dream work session with someone, I lose them as a client. Because they're like, fine after that. It doesn't, like psychology fosters dependency.
Yeah.
You know? And this fosters independence because it fosters liberation. You know, it's really a fascinating. And you know, as much as I can appreciate, you know, the resolution of the narcissistic defense, which, you know, I won't go into all the details about that, but there is something that, you know, modern psychoanalysis has discovered and they worked with very successfully, but without the understanding that you have divinity and without imparting that knowledge, you're doing the person an injustice, and then they're focused, they think they're going to get their salvation from the interaction with you. And you're just a mere mortal, you know? You're not a guru.
Right.
And you're not able to give to help that, you know? I mean, I was able to get certain things resolved, but without that knowledge that you have this greatness, you lie down on the couch and you're a free associate and you're focused on thoughts and what you're saying, you know? Right. And there's no quiet, there's no space in between that. So.
And there's always drugs, too.
Oh, well, the psychiatrist giving the drugs.
Yeah.
And the poor children that take those drugs, when they start to try to get off those drugs, they're much worse than before. Anyways. You know, what can you do? But I feel so blessed to be with a group of people that have all received Shakti Bhakti, I guess, you know? Because more and more I'm able to, you know, like, not that I'm so perfect and so tolerant, because I'm not so perfect or so tolerant, but I do, you know, see the limits like that the average person has. Like this woman on the bus next to me was reading. This woman on the bus who was Jamaican or something, or she was talking to some people. I couldn't even understand what she was saying, and her accent was so strong. She was reading that thing about the power of now, and I just looked over a couple of times, and I was reading Gurmaisha Thubal Sananda's the Pure Heart, My Lord's.
Loves a pure
heart. And I was looking when she was reading it, because I've taken a look at that book, and it's just so, like, and Blink. Did you read the book Blink? There's this guy that wrote a book about the first few seconds when you get an impression of something. And he's completely missed that there is an experience of the self that gives you pure knowledge.
He's that close to it.
He's that, exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly. And he said that people should take more time at that minute, moment, when they have their first reaction. But he doesn't talk about, you know, so it's like, it's not out there.
And see, also, he's calling it reaction. And it isn't, when you have your first reaction, the response is already passed.
But what's that? When you have your first reaction?
The response has already passed.
Right. And so he's at the point of the reaction.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly, because he talks about all these negative reactions that people have.
Yeah.
Like he didn't get that right before.
Right before that you have a positive response.
Right. But I get jealous when I see people reading these books because I think to myself, I know of a knowledge that's greater and more useful for people and more beneficial for them, and they're spending $20 on that fucking book. So what's my fucking problem? And Randy, you know, I want him. They should be reading, you know, Siddha Yoga, Randy's books, or Nicholas D'Cusa, you know. But our culture is so down in the.
Well, come and look at what I got here.
Used to sell?
These are all darshan.
Really? Oh, yeah. What did you have? Oh, no, no, I need my glasses. I'm sorry.
Bitch. Jesus Christ.
So they're not Mirage TJ. I'll give you glasses.
What the hell did I see? Splinters of glass all over. You better get your shoes on, Dominic. You better not walk around there because I see little tiny splinters of glass all over the floor.
Right. Yeah.
You need to get the broom and really.
But you take it away into the lettuce. Well, we got another head of lettuce.
So where are your glasses?
They're in the car. Would you be able to print this up for me? Is there any way to print it up for me and then I can read it? Because I won't be able to do it.
Sure was.